I'm Scott Alexander. Welcome to the Walter Team Realtors audio experience, recorded at the Forum at the Revelation Real Estate Studios. We have got a treat for you for the next couple of podcasts. We couldn't just stop at one when Marty Urquhart came in to speak to Gary and Melinda Walter to kick off our series on our valuable neighbors that make up our community. Here's today's guest, Marty Urquhart from First Financial Equity Corporation, with his advice for financial planning.
So when you consult with somebody, what are some typical questions, some standard questions that you ask someone who's willing to start investing?
I always ask them how much money they want to make. You know, it's a good question, right? How much do you want to make?
Not how much money you have,
How much do you want to make? Yeah, it's a state of mind. You've got to be comfortable with yourself and you got to be comfortable with what you want to do, right? And so if you want to make a lot of money, well, that's a risk profile that can be defined. If you don't want to make a lot of money and you want to save the cash that you have, well, that's a different risk profile that you have to put together for someone. So I always ask them that, you know, how much do you want to make? What do you desire? The second thing is, what are the three most important things to you? Is it family? Is it real estate? Are you looking to buy a home in the woods? What are you trying to do? You factor all those things together and, you know, 30 minutes, maybe 45 minutes later, you've got a little bit of an idea. And then after that, we go to work. Start digging into assets. How many do you have? Where are they? Sometimes they're in 12 different locations and sometimes they're nice and neat and tucked into one. Everybody's different. So there is no one cookie cutter formula for everyone. Everybody has their own different style of investing and their own different formula and their own goals and their own timelines. You have to customize to every single person.
And that's important.
It is important, right?
Well, let's say this way. I'm 45 years old. What do most people
you
say?
Are not.
No, I'm not. I'm lying again, aren't I? I'm wishing I was 45.
He looks 38.
I'm pretending like I'm 45 right now.
He doesn't know his age today.
Yeah. Well, I act like I'm 12 most of the time, so we'll just
nothing wrong with that.
He's questioning it.
What do most people regret that they wish they would have known 10 years ago regarding their money? More so than, I wish I would have saved more money. Something beyond that. Or is it that simple?
I wish I would have started sooner.
Okay.
I hear that all the time.
So how does someone who's listening to now, whether they're 25, 35, or 45, and in there somewhere, go, man, I'm barely making it. I'm just happy that I have a car and I'm making that payment and I wish I'm close to getting that paid off or whatever their situation is. How do you help someone who's got nickels and dimes left at the end of the month?
Well, it depends on how much they're willing to save. I mean, a nickel and a dime is the savings.
It is.
It is. And then what do you put that in, right? How do you invest that? In a lot of cases, you don't want to spend a lot of money buying into something because you don't have a lot of money to invest. So you have to be careful what you're buying. And that's one factor. The other factor is, how long can you save those nickels and dimes? So maybe you save nickels and dimes for a couple of years, and then you're at a point where you start saving dollars. So it becomes what we call in the industry here, it's just behavior change. You have to adapt. If you want to save more money, if you want to invest, if you want to buy real estate, if you want to invest in a real estate portfolio, you have to get to the point in your mind of where you're willing to do that. And in a lot of cases, what we see in probably 80% of the population of this country is we don't see a lot of that planning, right? We don't see a lot of that
dedication.
Yeah,
it's a live for now.
It's a live for now, spend it while I got it kind of mentality. And then all of a sudden in my industry, we see the brakes go on at 50. Somewhere around age 50, right? Boom, parachute goes out, right?
Yeah.
I'm no longer going 400 miles an hour down the fast lane on the highway. I got to stop because, you know, in like 10 years, I'm going to retire. And then it's hurry up. And we see a lot of that. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It just makes the challenge more difficult of earning enough money on what you want to save in just 10 or 15 years when you could have been saving and earning for 35 or 40.
To reach out to Marty Urquhart at First Financial Equity Corporation, call him at 480-519-4989 or call Walter Team Realtors at 480-442-8316.
Call us for all your real estate needs. We've been offering our real estate services for over 18 years with premier personal service.